Good evening, and welcome to From Out of the City. It's Christmas Eve, 2006, December 24th, and this is William F. DeVault, sometimes known as the romantic poet of the internet, greeting you and wishing you the best of holiday seasons, regardless of which holidays you keep, and just letting you know that I believe that we can all get along, not just in this season, but year-round. So please, take a moment. Put your earbuds in, turn your stereo up, put your feet up, and just relax for a few moments, okay? Tonight's program, I'm calling Yes Jazz, There Is a Santa Claus, in honor of a young woman who recently I've been flirting with, shall we say, and who has stepped into her role as a muse. And so tonight I'm presenting three new pieces that she has directly or indirectly inspired for me. And I hope you enjoy them. I enjoyed the process of making them. You know, this show has only been around now for about a year. And we've gone through a lot of changes together, you and I. I'm looking forward to continuing to do this show for some time to come. I'm looking forward to getting your feedback, hearing what you like, hearing what you don't like, making the necessary modifications to make it all worthwhile for all of us, all right? So, without further ado, I'm going to give you the first of the three numbers. It's called Playing with Fire, and it's with my house band, The Gods of Love. So, here we are, Playing with Fire. Still haven't really decided if I like that piece or not. It'll take some getting used to. It's a little bit of a departure for me and the boys, but it certainly was interesting to work with. The second piece up we have is called Long-Stemmed Jasmine, and this one you might find a little more in our standard groove. Very metaphoric, and a little more straight-ahead rock, so please enjoy Long-Stemmed Jasmine.
Would you cry for? Would you die for? Some long-stemmed jasmine. Find it in the garden, begging its pardon. Wanna pluck it every chance I get. I know I wanna pick it, then I wanna stick it, or away from all the other hands. I'll find it where it's growing, I'll pluck it for my own, and never let it out of my sight. I want it in the day, I want it all the way, I want it all the night. Would you cry for? Would you die for? That long-stemmed jasmine. Find it in the garden, begging your pardon. I want to pluck it for my own.
Sounds a little more like our usual fare, doesn't it? Anyway, that was Long-Stemmed Jasmine, along with The Gods of Love. The final piece I've got for you tonight, this Christmas Eve 2006, is one of those indirect inspirations. Jazz and I were having a little talk, and one of the topics turned to people that we know and things we're familiar with from our professional lives. And based on one of those, without giving away too much, I composed this next piece. And it's a little bit of a departure. It's a little edgy. It was certainly a challenge to do. I actually deconstructed it about 4 times before I finally came up with one that I liked. The name of this piece is Litoris. And give it a listen.
That laid. your soul. I am the blade. That blade you stain the rain of tears you cry.
That's it for this week. Please, for heaven's sake, join us next week for our end-of-year show. And yes, I said us, because my guest in studio will be none other than the great Daniel S. McTaggart. And we'll be doing some raw poetry. No music this time, just the raw poetry. And thank you for once again visiting the City of Legends. And this is From Out of the City for December 24th, 2006. God bless.